It reminds me, this is to connect the dots. You know, sure, I am your host, Tom Edison. And this show is about connecting the dots. A lot's been happening before. We're going to connect some of the dots tonight. And by the way, if you don't know, it's a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. Eight, the number, if you turn it sideways, it kind of looks like infinity. What can I say? It was there, I had to say it. It's like pulling jokes out of the air. If you really know comedy, you don't need a script. You can just make one joke on top of another. In fact, that's an important part of life, telling jokes, making people laugh. I can remember one night I was with a bunch of strangers, and we all started getting silly over nothing, and one joke just led to another. And it was like comic dream I experienced. No matter what I said, everybody laughed. And this went on all night. Of course, I have to give credit to the unseen partner that teamed up with me that night. Yes, I was experiencing telepathic communication. And though I wasn't being exactly told what to do, it seems like the jokes were being lined up for me. And this unseen consciousness just kept, I don't know, either subliminally sending them to me or just coaxed me on. And I was able to tell one joke after another for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours straight. Got everybody to laugh at everything. Hey, you know, that's a magic moment in life. If there's any comedians listening now, boy, I'm sure they're envious. But let's talk about things more serious, because we have to talk about serious things in our crazy world, because it's just getting out of hand. The people in charge, they don't know what to do. They're all mind controlled. As a matter of fact, don't take my word for it, take everybody else's word for it. People in charge are mind controlled, and they will continue to make one stupid decision after another. Just follow what's happening in the world. You'll have no problem in believing what I just said to be true. And, of course, chain of command structures are being used against us, being used against the human race and all of our enemies. And there's a lot of unseen enemies out there. In fact, that's why all the AI, artificial intelligence, is being collected. It's for the purpose of the note creatures, not of this earth creatures, for other adversaries of mankind, so they'll can use the info as a good defense if the general public ever decides to rile up against being mistreated beyond belief, which we're almost at that point right now. So there's no surprise in my mind why all the artificial intelligence is being gathered. And let it be a warning to everybody, you know. Don't answer any surveys over the phone. Don't fill out any applications unless they're absolutely necessary, because everything goes on file and it's kept forever now. And the machines have access to all of this. And hey, it's been done in the science fiction movies. Eventually the machines might decide to take over. It's possible. They have all the information on every human being walking the face of this planet just about right now. Do we want these machines to have all that information? Hell no. But the authorities in charge, they're asleep at the wheel. You know, they think everything's fine, because they're being subliminally communicated to and told everything's fine. You know, and you probably watch CNN news and don't go beyond that. Well, let me just move on here. I saw some very interesting videos this past week, and I want to recommend it to everybody. There's something connected to the, these are all capital letters, ICAACT.org. They had an interview with an expert on microwaving. He was kind of like a spy and worked with the people who used these deadly tools against other human beings. And it's only 35 minutes to watch, but you'll be you'll learn a lot of things. I got some nice pictures of what the microwave equipment looks like, because you want to, if you're going to a protest or anything, you want to be looking around, make sure they don't have these machines set up, because part of, in that 35-minute talk, he mentions where harmless women in the United States were doing some protest, and they were microwaved by the evil government. As for no reason at all, except to, you know, get back at what they didn't want being talked about. So it's pretty scary. You got to watch out for this stuff, and that's why it's a good video to watch. They got some real good pictures of what microwave equipment looks like. And the guy goes on to talk about all the horrible things that have been done with it. And he talks about, you know, things we've heard about before, Operation Paperclip, how the U.S. Secret government sold out the American people, pardoned all the Nazi doctors who did the horrible experiments on people, pardoned Japanese war people that tortured Americans, and they gathered all the information they could for them. And then now we know how to do all those bad things to other people. But none of that was really justified in doing, and it's horrible to think that there's that kind of rotten people in place in our government, in the military, and other secret projects. Anyhow, check it out, ICAACT.org, and look for the video by Dr. Barry Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R. Ex-spy, or whatever you want to call him. And he gives very informative information also about the microchips. And that group, by the way, offers free testing for people if they come to your town to see if you have a microchip in you. And he mentioned about if you do have one on in you, they can turn it on. There's all different kinds. Some get you to do bad things, some just are for harassment, and it can be turned on via satellite. So if you have the chip in you, you're walking around, mind your own business, and you can contact the satellite that knows where you're at and get you to do something bad. And they can put voices in your head, too. He says that's one of the easiest things to do. So you got to wonder, let's connect the dots here, why aren't the authorities checking into this when these people talk about hearing voices and they go out and do crazy things? Well, I mean, the information is out there. Why aren't these things being investigated properly? The answer, I'd say, is mind control. Well, let me get back to chemtrails, because this is the ongoing tragedy of our world. And we're all at risk. We're all slowly being poisoned. The Earth is slowly being poisoned. And eventually, the big plan is to weaken us all to the point we'll be of no resistance at all when the powers-to-be want to go in for the world takeover kill job. You know, we'll be too busy taking care of our sick bodies, because that's where they're working towards that day. It's not far off either. As I've told people before, back in the 90s, the takeover date of this world was 2018. And, you know, just look around, things are moving. They might make it in 2018. But let's not be fatalistic and allow this to happen. And just a reminder, inaction on our part, inaction on the Congress will kill us all. And inaction on our part will let the same thing happen, because if you have any common sense in your head, you know the Congress isn't going to do anything. They're all bought and paid for, except a few, and there's never a big enough majority to do the right thing. You know, they couldn't even repeal Obamacare. And let's connect the dots a little further with that. You know, right around the same time, what do we see on the news? Big pharmaceutical companies buttering up President Obama with their plan of creating all these new jobs for people to work in pharmaceutical companies and make more poisons to make more people sick for profit. And that item was in the news, too. But let me get off the news. Another good video I watched. James Gillian. He had his best UFO video. I believe it's 3 minutes, I think, and 23 seconds long, something like that. Certainly worth watching because it reminds us that there are good extraterrestrials out there. And he has a message from the good extraterrestrials that they're here to help us. They're trying to reset the grid on the planet, take away a lot of the negative energies, round up some of the bad guys that they're capable of rounding up, and they're just waiting for us to evolve, which goes in sync with the other people that talk about humanity evolving has to do with everybody doing their own part. The healing has to come from within. You have to concentrate on love projection and get rid of hate. And so all this good information about, we've got some help, good guys out there, to help us through this changeover point, because the real universe plan is to evolve the Earth up into what's called the fifth dimension, two steps above from where we are at physical reality as the third dimension. And we all really want to go there. It's just the negative forces on our world, ETs, evil spirit entities that want to keep us locked in where we are because they use us for amusement and slave labor. It's a fact. You don't believe me? Do your own investigation. And in relation to the same subject, I came about this OP chemtrails, good site, one of the sites I follow. There's about three or four of them I follow with the chemtrails. And they also had some, reintroduction of the new Manhattan Project, of which electromagnetic fields that are harmful to our DNA is part of, too. And all of the kinds of bad things. They have a lot of information about the chemtrails, the toxic compounds that they're in. And you also mentioned silver iodide that had been sprayed over America since 1947, and there wasn't even scientific analysis done as to what could be the possible harmful effects. Of course, by 1947, we were in bed with the ETs already. The secret military groups were. And if you're working with a secret military group that works with ETs, rest assured the ETs are making all the decisions because they have telepathic abilities. And human beings, as I state in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because the book is out there to educate you, the average person, to bring you out of the ho-hum of CNN News and all the other crap that's on TV and educate you a little about the realities of the subliminal communication, mind control of all kinds. And I make the statement that if you haven't been educated about this stuff, a human being normally thinks the thoughts in his head are his own. And that's how humans can get fooled all the time. And some tricksters, whether they be ETs or spirit entities who know how to do subliminal communication. And, of course, they've got artificial intelligence that can do this now, too, if they focus the frequencies on you, can trick you into believing it's your own mind coming up with these things. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, there's that famous song, Stairway to Heaven. The line in the song is, sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. And this is a reality. Most human beings believe the thoughts in their mind are their own. even when they get subliminal suggestions. And the fact of the matter is, all humans can pick up subliminal suggestions. You know, we were never told this when we were young. You know, obviously it was part of the big plan to just keep us as ignorant as possible. But we can, and we also can communicate subliminally. Though we've all experienced these things in our life, perfect example, hey, when the cat walks up to the door and gives you the look, you know the cat has told you, open the door. The cat didn't say anything. Cat knew how to project the subliminal communications that gave you the picture of what to do. And it's happening all the time. It's about time we all woke up and understand it's a reality. So let me move on to something else here. As I just told you the story. One more interesting video. This was posted on James Gillian's site, and it was Jimmy Church talking about the, they're all up at the SETI Forum, and people are taking pictures of Mount Adam, or Mount Adams, I'm not sure which it is, and they, some people with telephoto lenses really got some good pictures of the giant opening at the top of the mountain, and they got a few shots of craft getting ready to go in, and it happens pretty fast, but we know the craft are going in and out of that big hole in the top of the mountain. So, more proof, all of this is true. It's a good video to watch. And now let me move on to where I wanted to go. This is the radio show that I'm doing my 2020 presidential campaign, U.S. presidential campaign. Yes, I am a candidate, an independent candidate, and I will be a write-in candidate because that's the only way to beat the big guys. Don't ask me to explain it to you on the radio here, but, you know, I've done my research and I know what I'm talking about. But anyhow, regardless of that, of course it's going to be hard. You can't even get people to go out and vote. Let them go out and vote for a writing candidate where they actually have to write the person's name in. It's pretty complicated for people, you know. Some people, it seems. I can't even get people to buy my products by sending a check into my mailing address. Too much trouble, you know. But I've already said, if you go to my 2016 presidential website, hit the donate button and use PayPal. Just make sure you hit the right buttons on the PayPal so your address shows up so I know where to send the CD to. I have to talk about it at least for a couple of seconds once every week. My CD, 23, the largest collection of great philosophical songs, because I am a polished songwriter, ever put on one album, 23 of them, and I call the album Better Than Dylan. I think the message is clear. So now let me get to what I wanted to talk about tonight. I want to give everyone a lesson in taking command of a situation, and that's why I claim I'm the most qualified person ever to be the President of the United States, because I know how to walk into any situation and take command of it. I've been doing it most of my life. I just haven't been doing it on a big scale, and it was not in public view, like on the TV or something like that. But before I explain and give the example of taking command of a situation, and this is in relation to the chemtrails, I'll cut to the end real fast. This is basically why I came up with the idea to tweet President Trump a simplified message of sign the executive order to ground the planes that are spraying poison on us. Notice how I cleverly didn't use the word contrail that the fake media tries to confuse with contrail and other idiots try to confuse with contrail. So I omitted using those words and I simply spell it out. Planes spraying poison on us. Something everybody can understand. Even children can understand that. And we want to get them involved in this, too, to tweet the president as soon as school starts up. So let me go back to where I, if follow up, I said, now I'm going to give a lesson in taking command of the situation. This is like a two-part thing. But first, I want to explain about the game of chess. For those of you who don't play the game of chess teaches us about strategy and being prepared for a counterattack. Now, a regular game of chess is played on a square board, the area of which is sectioned into 64 smaller squares. A magic number, 8 squares equals 64. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, gives mention to the fact that 44 years ago, a more enlightened group of goody keys revealed to our human race that they use 6 chess boards of basic DNA, RNA components to formulate different life forms when they want to create life. So we could envision their laboratory as having a cube where each side is a chessboard of different DNA, RNA materials or components. That would be a total of 384. I have that mentioned in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It will teach you things and make you so smart, better than a college degree. That's why I keep bragging about it. Now, in the Earth board game of chess that we've heard about at least, if we don't play it, each of the 6 different types of pieces are only permitted to move on the chessboard as the rules of play have already determined. And the playing of the game is limited to moving within the playing field of the 64 small squares. Now, if someone chooses to play the game of life, you know, we're all living in the game of life, you know, it's not available on cable. But we're all playing in the game of life, whether you're aware of it or not. So if someone chooses to play the game of life as a game of chess, many more things are possible than a game limited to only 64 squares. In the game of life, it is possible to take control of my opponent's pieces. How about that? And make them my pieces. That's important observation to take, become aware of, because it is important to understand this reality, because here lies the explanation of why virtually all government rulers are now making one stupid decision after another and subsequently serving the agendas of the hostile ETs, the globalists, evil spirit enemies, and everybody else who is tricking mankind into destroying ourselves. They have been very successful at this by simply using mind control or telepathic subliminal communication on the key players that have authority over the chain of command structures. Like I said, and that's why chain of command structures are being used against us, that oversee and control our human society. Now, science fiction movies have been repeatedly warning us about such ET takeover scenarios and strategies since the early 1950s. They come to our world, they take over the government leaders, they take over the police departments, they take over the military leaders, and anybody else they need to control society. We should have got wise to this, that this is really happening. In fact, I say in my book, science fiction movies are telling us one of 3 things. All of them are. Either something that already has happened, something that is happening now, we're just not aware of it, and in the 1950s it was already happening big time, or something that's going to be happening in the future. In that case, it's 2 out of 3, because it's still happening and going to continue to happen in the future unless we do something about it. So now to the lesson in taking command of things via strategy. I, that's me, Tom Edison, an independent 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, am challenging the mind-controlling hostile ETs and the mind-controlling globalists to a game of earthly living chess. I have already made my first move by initiating the idea of focusing the unified power of many, many tweets directed to President Trump with the intent of influencing him to sign an executive order to ground all planes that are spraying poison on the citizens of the United States of America. And in support of what I'm saying, it is a known, this isn't a crazy plan, this is a common sense plan based on knowledge. It is a known fact that all energy follows our intentions, and I've already expressed my intention there. And the universe knew my intention from the first second I came up with the thought. And now you guys know what my intentions are here and what I'm trying to accomplish. And also what's true, and persistence prevails, because this is not going to happen in one night. We have to get the amount of tweets up to a significant number to break the locking mechanism, because getting the president to do something by just tweets, it's tough nut to unlock, you know? And as the saying goes, so, of course, I need the collective help of every tweeter in America for this strategic test move to achieve the envisioned goal. And persistence will prevail. Are you with me, listeners? Well, you ought to be. So spread the word to participate in this game of life, because our lives are in the balance here. Inaction will allow us to be killed. Inaction will kill us all. And you can forget about the government, because we know they are asleep at the wheel and just worthless. And let's not forget the wisdom that we should apply in response to what I'm asking and telling you about and asking for your support in. The wisdom of Pink Floyd and that they sing in one of their songs. It's not okay just to stand there and stare. Or I'll add a new twist. It's not okay to just listen to somebody talk on the radio and not be responsive, especially when it involves a serious plan for us to save ourselves, the human race, from what's being purposely done to us by evil forces. And they're succeeding at it because our inaction is allowing them to succeed. Now, we know nobody can prove otherwise. The Congress is not going to help us. They've been presented with notifications of chemtrails for God knows how many years, and they just do nothing. They don't even try to draft a bill. So it's not okay just to stand there and stare or hear about it and not participate. A collective support of love and actions is a powerful force that can overpower any evil, and that's whom we need to overpower. The evil, it has this rotten plan locked in place, and everybody is sleeping, the will who has authority to change it. Oh, boy. And, by the way, I haven't told anybody before, but I'm now on Twitter. So look up my hashtag at Tom Edison, TomEdison, Prez, Prez, all together, at Tom Edison Prez, and read my tweets and begin following me, because I've got a lot of important things to do, and I'm planning on using this radio station to start addressing problems in the world that the authorities refuse to act upon. I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it. We have to save ourselves. In fact, the general public knows more about what's going on than our so-called leaders, and that's a fact. And I defy anybody to prove otherwise. And there's a lot of concerned and knowledgeable people out there. We find them on the Internet. And we need to gain the knowledge from them that's needed to set the wheels in motion. because this is there's a lot that we have to do. But I've already made the first move in this game of chess. I challenge all the evil out there, and I'm going to beat them because I can outsmart them. In fact, that's what the ETs hate about us, and that's what rich people hate about poor people. You know they're not really smarter than us. And they hate us because amongst the common people are the smartest people in the world. But we've got to keep in mind that the turning point in any war in regard to the oppressed, that's us, the common people, freeing themselves from the oppressors, hostile ETs, and globalists. The turning point in any war in regard to the oppressed, freeing themselves from the oppressors, is the first big physical victory. And I'm already calling for it, that our first big victory needs to be the most feasible one, which is tweeting the president to the point where he will become aware of the dangers of what's happening, and for the sake of his own family, at least, write the executive order to ground the planes, and then we bypass all the red tape and all the phonies who don't want to get involved and stick their neck out for something that's right. So it's a great first move, opening move in a game of chess. And I'm ready to play the game out to the end. Once we get that first big physical victory, and this will be a big physical victory, to stop these chemtrails from ever showing their face on the U.S. again. And it can be done with just a presidential order. Too bad everybody didn't vote for me in the last election while I was running for president. You know, this would have been done already. Plus about a dozen other things solved already, too, because I'm just good at solving problems. And that's what makes me the most qualified person ever to be the president of the United States. But we can't wait to 2020, and there's no guarantee that everybody's going to get out of their lazy chair and go to the polls and write my name in. You know? That's almost a 1 in a million chance, but I'm still going for it, and maybe I can inspire people like, look, we got to save ourselves. Forget about Democrats and Republicans. These are the jerks that got us into the mess we're in already by taking bribes and not caring about the small people, only thinking of themselves and the money they could make on the side. We know this is the way it is. You know, don't waste your time showing me one or two good people in the Congress that are not like that, because they're in such a minority, it's like they don't even exist. Anyhow, let me move on. But hey, check me out on Twitter. I've got powerful things to say to influence everybody to start participating and taking actions, not illegal ones, but taking significant, clever actions to finally break the stronghold of the evil world controllers. And there's plenty of them. Read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It lists the major ones. There's quite a few, believe me. You know, as far as we visually can see, yeah, we're the globalists, sure, the ruling world families, the Illuminati, the bankers, okay? But they're all mind-controlled by the hostile ETs. Come on, the real scenario has been played out in science fiction movies since the 1950s. Start looking at it, I mean, you'll see. You know, people weren't taking it seriously, though. But it's time to take it seriously now, because look how far down the road they've gotten. You know, they're halfway to destroying the whole human race and the whole Earth ecosystem. They're halfway there already. When you see that video, the guy knows about the microwaving, he says all the machines are in place already. You know, I differ with him on that. Most of them are in place. There's a few more they're looking to put in place, because if they had them all in place already, the order would have been given. Turn them on, and let's fry the whole lot. Because that's where it's headed. If you can't see that, you're one of the sheeple with your eyes closed. Or some ostrich with their head in the ground. Time to wake up, everybody, or you're in the Matrix and just don't know it. Anyhow, let me move on here, because don't want to dwell on something too long, but understand, I'm playing a game of chess against all the hostile, evil things on our planet. I'm going to beat them at this game. But the first big victory I can only accomplish with the help of everyone here, and there's power in unity, and there's power in love. And we can beat these guys. That's why they want to suppress us, because they know we can. You know, we know how to project love when we're encouraged to. These evil entities, these hostile ETs, they don't know anything about love. They've got the hive mentality and the, call it Anunnaki power genes about might is right and control everything, regardless of what you have to do. And these are the groups that are ruling our world. Check it out. You can't prove to me it's any different than what I'm saying. Well, you know, I'm just starting here. I'd like everybody to know that tonight I'm calling for a constitutional convention. The sooner the better. Because that's the only way to really address all the things that are wrong with our legal system. You know, it all sounded great back in 1776 and the late 1700s when we're adding the Bill of Rights and everything, but it doesn't work anymore, what they set up. You know, they're lying to you on the TV. The fake news people are lying to you. They keep talking about, well, we have the three-tier system. Well, it doesn't work anymore. You know, a two-party system is disastrous at this point in time, and the executive branch is turning into a dictatorship. So the system doesn't work, and part of the reason it doesn't work because people can't be trusted to do the right things. The so-called representatives, we know they only represent people with money. Sounded like a great idea in the beginning, and it was probably logical back then when we didn't have mass communications. But okay, we're in the 21st century. We have mass communication. Actually, politicians are obsolete at this point. They might serve the purpose as clerks, I could see, you know. And I believe once this constitutional convention, if the people that can finally get it together to make it happen have the guts to do it finally, I mean, there's no better time than right now, to change our government into what I call a referendum-only type government. In other words, nothing can be put into a bill for vote unless it's brought before the general public first and you get a majority of the general public in favor of you bringing forth the bill to the Congress to vote on. You know? If they can't get it by the general public, forget it. It doesn't have a chance. It's dead in the water before it started, and that's what a referendum government would be. You know, in fact, all even the politicians can no longer be entrusted to be the only ones to draft bills and make laws. They've proven they can't be trusted. Well, I don't have to prove this. History has proved this. American history has proved it. The politicians cannot be trusted to do the right thing. They never do the right thing, and now they're all mind controlled, so a hopeless case. All the decisions need to be made by majority. We need a real democracy. You know, we've heard that lie. We all went to school, and they keep telling us we're democracy. No, it's not a democracy. It's a republic. And I've said this before. I'll say it again to remind everybody. America is a republic. And in the republic, the representatives have all the power. You have no power. You know, they con you, you know, into thinking you have power. All right, so you get to go out and vote, but everybody who's running for office, except for independents and writing candidates, are crooks. You know, to be a member of the Democrat or Republicans, you have to be in with the game. You have to be a partisan player, or you're not going to get the support of those parties. And I know from talking to people back when Ross Perot ran, I forget the name of his party, We the People or something. When I was thinking about possibly running for president, I contacted him and found out some horrifying information. After his failure to win the presidency, the Democrats and Republicans and other hateful, mean people went after his We the People Party, and they destroyed them. They locked them up in lawsuits and technicalities to where they broke them. And the party had to be disbanded. Well, that's the kind of evil world we're living in. And that's why any political party will never win the election. That's why I'm doing it as a write-in candidate. You know, I got nothing to lose, so whatever. If I don't win the election, it's no big deal. There's no party for the bad guys to destroy, but that's what happened. And that's the way it's played out. A system that is responsive to a majority of the common people should decide everything. Politicians can't be trusted. We know that. So let's put it into law. Common people have no problem in getting rid of all the oppressive laws that have ruined too many of the good things that once existed in America. Who do we have for blame for ruining all the good things? Democrats and Republicans. So I ask everybody, why on a presidential election day would you dare go out and vote for a Democrat or Republican presidential candidate? These are the parties that ruined America. There's no one else to blame. They had the power to make good laws and stuff, and they just made one rotten law after another. Of course, you know, they could probably say, but they don't believe they're under mind control. They could use that excuse, but they'll never use it because they don't even understand what mind control is or how easy it is to done. Nor do any of them understand about telepathic communication, you know, or are even willing to talk about it. And let's face it, none of them are willing to talk about the truth about the ETs. He's been working secretly with the U.S. government, right, after World War apparently, if you look even back further, 1943 was the Philadelphia experiment. Well, where do you think America got the knowledge to run a time travel experiment that went haywire? They got it from the ETs. Where else? You know? We hadn't... Nobody human had figured it all out yet. They were, you know, people thinking about it, but I talked to one of the guys that was on the project, the Montauk project, to bring the guys back from 1943, and he pretty well explained the deal. It's been the ETs all along, at least after World War and during World War, it started happening, and you know. They've got their paws in our world because they want to control us and use us, steal our gold, and all kinds of bad things like that. And that's why it's all kept hush-hush. No doubt they're sending subliminal suggestions to the people working on the secret projects. No, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Of course not, because they don't want... regular people with common sense to realize that they have control of our world and they're abusing us and our planet just so they can keep control and keep using and abusing us as toys or slave labor or whatever. So, this is a harsh reality. And by the way, hey, Skoll and Radio Show, there's got to be a few people listening out there that have something to say. Call in. I mean, the most important thing is chemtrails, to talk about chemtrails. And I don't mind, I'm a straightforward person. I'll admit one day isn't enough notice for somebody. But I just happen to, if you know about the chemtrails, you must know about Geoengineering Watch, famous guy Dave Wingington. So on his Twitter page, there's that bar. It says, tweet to Ding. So I tweeted him, like, you know, call into the show. I don't know. Maybe he has an ego problem. I mean, he's a very good person concerned about this. I've heard him on other radio shows, but I don't know. People don't know how to respond, and that's an epidemic, I found. You know, having run for president of the United States several times, I've gone through countless and countless people who say they're going to do something, and they never do it. And then there's the other million and one people that just don't respond. They don't know how to respond to strangers. I don't know, were you afraid of me or something to talk? I'm an easy person to get along and to talk to. Nobody should be afraid to talk to strangers unless you're a little kid, and then you got to be wary. But if you're an adult, what's the problem with calling into a radio show? I mean, you don't have to wait online on this show because there's not that many people calling in, but hey, it's your opportunity to say something. I'm sure there's a few people out there that know about chemtrails and are concerned about them. Or, you know, I can talk about a million subjects. You know, we can talk about Bigfoot. We can talk about other weird things happening in the world. And I have plenty of experience with a lot of things. I'm knowledgeable just about everything. So if something you feel important, you should call into this show. It's your chance, you know. Try to call in some of those big shows. You know, you get on the phone, they hold you there all night. You never get to talk. Well, while the opportunity is here and not too many people are calling in, this is an opportunity to get on a live broadcast and give your 2 cents, whatever it may be. So, or just say something. Here's something. I'm always noticing things. I'm always connecting the dots. It came to mind recently, I was watching a science fiction movie with dinosaurs, and I had recently been to the American Museum of Natural History in New York, great museum, and they have an extremely large collection of dinosaur bones, all kinds of dinosaurs, T-Rex, even ones that are bigger than T-Rex. And I came to the realization, as watching the science fiction movie, that Hollywood has portrayed some of these monsters that have been entertaining to us much bigger than actual dinosaurs ever were. I guess bigger is better when it comes to dinosaurs. So that's something I believe that is out of proportion. The dinosaurs in the movies are often way bigger than the bones we've discovered of them actually prove them to be. Still pretty big and scary, way bigger than us, but not as big as they're portrayed in the movies. You know, I mean, like, how about the classic one, Godzilla? Come on. Thing is as tall as high tension wire. I mean, really, no dinosaur was ever that big. So it's just something to think about next time you see a movie with dinosaurs in there. Hollywood makes them a little bigger than they really were. A month or two ago, there was all those discoveries in Antarctica, and now everybody forgot about it. You know, we heard about the creatures they found. Well, why aren't they displayed at Ripley's, believe it or not? I mean, they want to make us forget about that. So let's just focus on anything stupid said by any stupid politician or our favorite Twitter man, President Trump. And we'll completely omit all the great discoveries being made about things being found. And as quick as decent people find them, sneaky governments, world governments, try to sneak in and steal the evidence. So much for that. I was going to say, have you ever heard the comment that everything is already known? And that we as humans simply rediscover things. Well, it's true. The known information about virtually everything is kept on file on the planets and realms of the most highly evolved entities, out of the reach of Neanderthals and stupid people. And, hey, follow me on Twitter. I've said a lot of important things already, and I'm going to continue to do more. I'm going to come up with a little interesting thing this week while tweeting. I'm going to coin a phrase that is going to be synonymous with my tweets. And the only way you're going to find that out is by following me on Twitter. Oh, and by the way, has anybody looked at that MAYAK, that Russian satellite put up called MAYAK, M-A-Y-A-K, or however it's pronounced? I mean, it's, I don't think the, what was posted on the internet is a real picture of it, but it's, so to speak, representation of it. It's a tetrahedron. A shiny tetrahedron that I guess the Russians are claiming to be going to be the brightest star in the sky. Well, you know, I understand that the average person is in the dark about things like this, but that's why you should read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I explain the importance of shapes and how enormous amounts of energy can be funneled through shapes. Special shapes, and the shape of this craft is a tetrahedron. Now, that means that this tetrahedron-shaped spacecraft can be used as a weapon. It's orbiting our Earth already. The Russians put it up. Can you put two and two together here and get four? Well, this is what connecting the dots is all about. I don't hear anybody talking about it except me. Is everybody brain dead? You know, I know the NSA probably doesn't have a clue, but maybe somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who works in the NSA could tell them, hey, you know, the Russians just put up an energy weapon that they can use at their whim. Why isn't anybody concerned about this? Is everybody that ignorant? I mean, all the secret world scientists know that a tetrahedron can be used to put into an energy weapon, and I'm sure the Russians knew that too. So where's our national security on this? You know? Why isn't CNN News squawking about Russians just put up an energy weapon and it's orbiting our Earth? I'm telling you, we're in bad shape. Because too many people in high places are ignorant. Too many people that have the authority to make some important decisions are ignorant. And that's why we, the general public, have to take the initiative and step in and take command of as much as possible. That's how you get results. You take command of the situation. You know, I don't want to badmouth people, but and I like all the pictures because I follow three or four chemtrail sites. But let me tell you a real conversation here. Reason it out for yourself. Simply putting up pictures on the internet and making jokes to get people to wake up will not stop the planes from spraying the poison on us. They need a command decision from somebody who has the authority to make such a powerful command, and that is only the President of the United States. The Congress will never come together on anything, you know, so forget about them. And that's why we need to focus on the tweets to President Trump, because he can solve this in one day. And we're going to need that first big victory, physical victory, to create the turning point in this war against the majority of the humans on planet Earth. We, the regular people, are the oppressed, and the only way we're going to free ourselves from the oppressors is beginning with the first big physical victory, and that will be President Trump signing the executive order to stop the planes flying that are spraying poison on us. It's really that simple. But we have to get the momentum of the tweets to the point where he's going to become aware of the danger of allowing this to happen and come to the realization that he has the power to stop it immediately. There is no other person on the face of this earth that can single-handedly stop this immediately. And that's what we need to focus on. So I'm asking all those people that I follow, Dane Winey King, Hope P. Chemtrails, California Chemtrails, and there's a few others I follow, that you need to devote some time and possibly get all of your followers, and I know you guys have thousands of followers, to start joining in with my plan to tweet President Trump to solve this problem. Sign the executive order to stop the planes that are spraying the poison from doing it. This is a genuine, real plan. This is a plan of action. And that's the only thing that's going to stop these planes from spraying poison on us. We could get 100 million people and protest down in Washington, D.C. And if Trump doesn't realize, President Trump doesn't realize that he's the only one with the power to sign an executive order to stop this, it's not going to happen. And certainly not, what I'm talking about is not going to happen if we just post things up on the internet to wake a few of our friends up. Because the people are really slow at waking up. And by the time we wake up enough people, even to get 100 million people to go down to Washington, and I said that's no guarantee there, because the key man to focus on is President Trump. He is the only individual that can solve this thing immediately. Because he has that authority as President of the United States. He is the only one, and that's where we should focus all of our attention on him. You know, by the time we wake the rest of society up, and we won't wake all of them up, we know that. There's too many people that are just hopeless. They're locked into their homo existence. The most important thing is what's the new meal at McDonald's, and et cetera, et cetera. And what's on... What's my favorite shows tonight with my 600 channels? Or how can I make some more money playing the stock market? You know, that's where everybody is locked into. And a lot of them will never come out of it. And so just by posting the pictures of making some real funny jokes about them to try to get people's attention, it's not going to get them off their lazy ass to do something about it. And by the time we get around to a majority of the population, it'll be past doomsday. So it's not a plan that's going to work, you know? And I'm saying that I'm the only guy out here who has a real plan that can work, and it can work soon, as fast as we get people tweeting in large numbers to the president. And I envision that when school starts, we need to get the children involved in this, too, because they need to save themselves, too. You know, our children are going to grow up into... They might not even make it to grow up because they're poisoning the earth so badly now. They might get sick and die before they get of age. So this is important for every human being to be concerned about and participate. And we need to gather the love of human beings and project that love towards President Trump, that he feels the power of our love and gains the understanding that he is the man who can solve this immediately with the stroke of a pen. What can I say? Your Honor, I rest my case. Because that about sums it up, let me tell you. And to all you people that put up the chemtrail things, post the chemtrail pictures and do the funny things with the signs, they're funny. It's entertaining, you know. That is not enough to get the reality to be changed. So I hope I've made my point. And Yeah, the only thing I forgot to mention, the rules of play. You know, the universe has rules of play. Yep, and the game of life, there are existing a number of preordained standard rules of play which determine what life forms will automatically follow once they become aware of them. Even the dark side or the evil creatures will voluntarily follow some of them. Though as humans on planet Earth, no human has ever been shown the complete list of the rules of play, which makes it difficult for us. Because if we knew the rules, we'd be on our guard more as to what can be done to us, because there's plenty of bad things being done to us. However, we can indirectly determine some of them by observations and trial and error actions. Something important to think about. All right, we're at the end of the show. Hey, this is the Connect the Dots show. I'm your host, Tom Anderson, every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Get in with my plan to tweet the president because we want to solve this as soon as possible. This is the most important thing facing the human race at this point in time. They're slowly killing us and poisoning us with the chemtrails. We have to stop this. We can't take no for an answer. We have to be persistent, and then persistence will prevail. But we have to do it in unity, because unity has the power to override the evil that's controlling the whole situation. The Beatles said, all you need is love. Well, actually, you need love plus actions in this case. Oh, and by the way, there's a new chemtrail movie out by Italian guy, Marciano. I think it's on the internet. Of course, we know about chemtrails already. But it ought to be interesting to watch. Okay, I'm going to end the show with the ending to a rock and roll song of mine, followed by the first song on my CD titled I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. And I'm not sure, it might be the number one hit, number one record played on the hit parade in New York City this week. Well, either way, Mr. Engineer, let me do the countdown. Here it goes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.